Who are you? What do you want? Those of you who remember the science fiction series called Babylon 5 will remember those are the two questions that the two superpower alien groups asked. One group would ask, who are you? The other group, who was supposed to be the evil ones, would ask, what do you want? The reason why I thought of that was I was just reading about Fred T's recent trip to go look for remnants of a crashed airplane. And once again, he was unable to find any relics of the crashed A-12. But reading his about his trip, it seems to me that he did find a lot of stuff. Not something that he could take a picture of and put it on the board or hold and show to other people. But he discovered a lot of stuff, and it sounds like a trip that most of us wish that we could have gone with him on. And the reason why I ask this is, or mention this, is who are we and what do we want? How do we define ourselves? Who are we? And when we define ourselves and know who we are, what do we want? And how do we go about getting this? Do you see yourself as being who you are by your occupation or your career? Is that what defines you? Or do you see yourself being defined by your vehicle that you drive or your house or your clothing? What is it that defines you? And how did you get to the point where that is your definition? Do you see yourself as being redefined? Or do you pretty much see yourself as being a stable definition in a world that may or may not be changing around you from your point of view? I suppose it would be fair that if I'm going to ask these questions to you and would really enjoy hearing your replies, I should start this out by trying to explain who or what I am. I'm 41 years old. I live in the southeastern corner of Alabama, which is in the southeastern corner of the United States. Exactly who I am, I'm not really sure if that is defined by what I've done, or what I've done is defined by who I am. I started out after graduating high school by joining the Army, and I was there for a few years. But after the wall went down, and it appeared that Ronald Reagan's efforts are becoming fruitful, I saw no reason to stay in the military anymore. It seemed that peace was breaking out everywhere. Well, I guess I was wrong. I should have stayed around a little bit longer. Or should I have? I'm not really sure. I don't really know if that would have been a good idea. After getting out of the military, I started going to college. Between the time I was in the military and getting out, and up to this time, I've gotten around 6 years of college. And it's kind of funny because I'm a couple of degrees from getting a bachelor's degree, and then a couple of classes from getting a associate's degree in another field. So I spent 6 years almost doing nothing. But at that time, I've worked in law enforcement, dispatch, jailer, correctional officer. In the military, I was military police. Then I changed directions totally because saw that there's no reason to get my head blown off, so I could send people to a prison that would give them 57 channels on TV, three squares a day, all the weights they could lift, and all the buddies who had played dominoes with them all day long. Made no sense. I went to driving trucks after my first divorce. Did that for a few years. Great thing. Excellent thing. You get to see the countryside. It's beautiful. After that, I've been working in the aviation maintenance field. It's a lot of fun. Really enjoy that. Who I am, I guess, could be defined by what I've decided to do with my life through the years. The military. I was standing for my nation, is the way I looked at that. Of course, nowadays, as you could tell from some of the writings I've had on the board, I wonder who owns the nation, and I wonder what the military stands for nowadays. I like to think of it as idealistic, but of course, you have to stop and wonder from time to time. Driving a truck is obvious. I like to roam around. I like to look at things, see things, explore. I don't really see any career in anything I've done. More of occupations, and I've switched occupations more than a lot of people I know. And I guess that kind of adds to the notion of exploring. So maybe that's the way I could define myself as an explorer. Not so much going down to the Amazon or the Mount Everest, but just exploring around in my own environment, different occupations. And the board is a good way to explore different ideas, different concepts, different opinions of other people. I would like to be an actual explorer, but that usually involves money, and that's not something I have a lot of. I don't have the money to where I can just take off to go look for UFO relics or aircraft relics, or what's that place called? Dulce. Love to go look for Dulce. I'd love to go down to Bimini, which I could, I guess. I'd love to go to Bimini and look at the Bimini Highway. That would be neat. Go looking for Yeti, the Skunk Apes, Sasquatch, Bigfoot, in other words. All kinds of stuff. The world's a big place. There are a lot of things to look at, look for, and to explore. So I suppose explore could be a loose way of defining who I am. Question asker and explorer, maybe. How do you define yourself? Who are you? What do you want? What do I want? Do I want to find things, or do I just want to have the trip? Maybe it's the trip that I look forward to, not so much the finding. Hard to tell, not sure. But anyway, how about you guys? Who are you, and what do you want?